Over 5 million people play football in the USA, and here to bring it to you in the raw, uncut, unadulterated is the undisputed number one sports show in Atlanta and abroad. 100 yards of football, live from headquarters. It's more than a game, more than a show. It's where football blends culture, economics, and society. Tap in, tune in, and lock in to 100 yards of football now.
Our partners at BetOnline continue to be the number one source for all your betting needs and sports info. Find all the latest odds, news, and sports developments, including this year's Wimbledon Finals, Major League Baseball, the latest fighting news, and even next season's early NFL futures. Head to the website or use your mobile device to sign up today to receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Just use our promo code BELIEVE to get the bonus and get into the action. BetOnline, where the game starts. Hello everyone and welcome to 100 Yards of Football Sports Talk Radio. I'm your host, Logan Landers, and today I'm doing a 2022 team preview for the Wisconsin Badgers. So if you enjoy this video or this episode of the podcast, please like, comment, share, and subscribe. We go live each and every single week on Facebook and YouTube. We have clips for a show on Instagram at 100 Football and our amazing podcast you can find anywhere and everywhere listen to podcasts thanks to the Believe Podcast Network. Let's get right into it. Talking about this Badgers team, last year was pretty good for them. They won the Las Vegas Bowl, finished with a solid 9-4 record, 6-3 in the Big Ten. But they are still looking to improve, and I believe they can do so. And looking at this team, let's break it down. Let's talk about the strengths, the weaknesses, and then finally their schedule for this upcoming season. Wisconsin is the focal point for running backs in college football. When I say that, Braylon Allen is a man to look out for this upcoming year and beyond. When going against eight-man boxes last year, they were stacking it against him. He was phenomenal, 814 yards, 4.5 yards after contact as well. He's got that dog in him. He's fighting. And he's only 18 years old going in as a sophomore, graduated a year early out of high school. That's why he's so young and so good already. So watch out for him. They do have a new offensive coordinator, though, with Bobby Engram. But, hey, if I'm Coach Engram, I know exactly what I'm doing pretty much each and every play. I'm giving it to my running back, and I don't blame him one bit. So they're hoping to get that three-back attack, right, with Allen, with Ches Malusi, and Isaac Garendo. What they're hoping they can do with them and kind of get that three-man rotation they had back in the day with Monty Ball, Melvin Gordon, and James White. We all know how dominant that was. They're hoping to recreate some of that success, and I think they can do that. And when you look at the quarterback, right, Graham Mertz coming back for his third season at Wisconsin, the main thing he needs to focus on this year is cutting down on his turnovers. He threw 11 interceptions last season and had 4 fumbles. Just got to maintain the ball, be a little bit more safe, and protect it, most importantly, because turnovers can hurt a team. It can just stop your momentum. It can lose you games. So definitely needs to cut down on that coming into this season. But he's going to be looking good. I think that he can have another good season. But they need to have a little bit more in terms of big plays because he only averaged about 6.9 yards per attempt last year through the air. So needs to improve on some of the big playability just to kind of mix things up. Looking at the receiving core, junior receiver Chimere Dyke is in line. He's coming back for a bounce back year. Not the greatest year in 21, only 33 targets last season. But he is the most experienced receiver on this roster, and he's got good chemistry with Graham. So I think that he'll have a bounce back year in 22. And switching over to the defensive side of things, I think the offense will be fine. I think it's going to be another run-dominant team with a little bit of passing sprinkled in. Oh, I think of like the Titans with Tannehill, with Derrick Henry, right? So going on to this defense, though, Jim Leonard is probably one of the best, if not the best, in terms of premier defensive coordinators in college football. However, it's going to be tough for him this year. He's going to be taken up to that moniker because he has to replace 8 starters from last year's team, which was a great rushing defense in terms of total yards as well. So it's going to be tough, but we'll see. You got to replace, obviously, Leo Chenal, who we've done a draft profile on. He was second-team All-American. You got to replace Jack Sanborn as well, who's a first-team All-Big Ten. And also, you're going to have a bunch of guys who are young, inexperienced, but talented. So you just got to be able to mold them the right way. Hopefully, you get Jordan Turner. He can contribute. You got Maima Njomena. Close enough, right? Good tackler, though. That's all you got to know about him. He's great on defense, good tackler. And he's got quick off the ball, quick to the ball. He's got some good feet. And I think that Nick Herbig, right, he had a good year last year, 9 sacks and a forced fumble. I think he can maybe duplicate that this upcoming season. And I think you have guys like Daryl Peterson, who's got some good power, who people are raving about during camp. And also C.J. Giltz, who's got his senior, right? He's got some experience, and he's got good pass-rushing ability. He's improved on that throughout his tenure. I think that when you got guys like him, like Keanu Benton, some guys just look out for who can try and get their way to get to the quarterback. I think that'll help them out on the line and their linebacking core. And then looking at the outside, the corners, the safeties and whatnot, 3 transfer corners were added to this team because you lost some guys. You lost Caesar Williams and Fayon Hicks. So you have Justin Clark, Cedric Dort Jr., and Jay Shaw. All 3 of those are going to have plenty of experience. They got experience. They're coming over, and they're expected to contribute day one to this team. I think Hunter Waller is in for potentially a good season at safety. Former 4-star recruit. He's going to be starting this year. He's got good ball skills and tremendous athleticism to potentially be a game changer in the safety in case things get a little scary when they go for that long, deep ball. He'll be back there to look good. Looking at this team, though, just some final thoughts before I go into their schedule and wrap things up here. This is a make-or-break season for Graham Mertz because we've seen flashes of brilliance. We've seen subpar play. And this is a big key point for the Wisconsin Badgers program as a whole. You got to start off strong. You got to have a new offense. You got to have a new defense pretty much. So even though they are starting over in a way, I think they have a decent season, somewhat similar to last year. I don't see them improving a whole lot. And like I said, they're still in chase of that Big Ten title. It's been over 10 years now. The last one was in 2012. But I feel that if Mertz can contribute the way that he's supposed to, if the defense can make up for the loss of players, the new transfers coming in, and if they can get that 3-headed monster in terms of their running back with Allen, with Malusi, and with Garendo, I think they could potentially get things rolling in the Big Ten this year. But it does remain to be seen because, like I said, you just don't know how this team's going to operate. I think they'll have a similar record to last season. Probably a top 25 finish, I'm sure. But they still have a little bit of work to do, and I'm curious to see how they do this upcoming season. And a quick look at their upcoming schedule for this year. Kicking off the year with Illinois State, Washington State, New Mexico State, and then Ohio State. A lot of states back to back to back. You got Illinois October 1st, Northwestern, Michigan State, Purdue, Maryland, Iowa, Nebraska, Minnesota. And that is the last game of the year with Minnesota on November 26th. So, like I said, I think I expect a similar season to last year for Wisconsin. I don't see them making a big jump just because I'm not sure how that defense is going to hold up this year with losing so many good players. But like I said, I think they'll have a decent season. Nothing too big to write home about. Before we end our show today, we'd like to mention one more time, this show is presented by Bet Online. But hey, if you are a fan of the Wisconsin Badgers, please drop a comment. How do you think your team will do this year? Will they have a similar record to 2021? Will they have a breakout season? Or will they potentially have a down year? I'd love to hear it and interact with you on Facebook, on YouTube, or on Instagram. We have clips of all of our shows. Also, please go check out the podcast each and every single day on Spotify, Apple Podcasts. If you have an Alexa or Google Home device, just say, hey, Google, or hey, Alexa, play 100 Yards of Football, and it will do so thanks to the wonderful powers of the 21st century technology. So, like I said, I've been your host today, Logan Landers. Have a tremendous weekend, tremendous day, whenever you watch this, everyone, and we will talk to you again on another live episode.
What is your favorite moment from football history? What teams and players are you cheering on, and who will win it all? We want to hear from you, our listeners. Head over to 100 Yards of Football Sports Talk Radio's Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, or Twitch and leave us a comment. we might use your suggestion in an upcoming episode. Tune in daily to the podcast and watch our show live every week. We are 100 Yards of Football, Sports, Talk, Radio, on the Believe Podcast Network.